Hello and thank you for taking the time to listen to this message. I know and understand how valuable your time is, so I really do appreciate the fact that you are visiting No Fake News and spending a few minutes of your day to read what I write. We've all been affected by the giant psyop known as COVID-19. I think it's safe to assume that there are very few people in the world who have not been touched by the pandemic in some way. If you are a regular reader here, you already know my feelings about the fakery that has been taking place all of this year. I believe at this point we need to put our heads together and come up with a pragmatic plan to turn back the hands of the clock to a time prior to the fake pandemic. According to the most recent census statistics, there are approximately 340 million Americans living in the United States. Most of the population is hopelessly addicted to officialdom and paralyzed by fear and disinformation continually thrown out by the mainstream media corporations. It is not logical, nor is it practical, to think that the majority of the American public will have the ability to critically think and realize they have been lied to by the controlling powers handling the medical profession they so aggressively support and worship. If we rely on the majority of the people to wake up in time to figure out they have been lied to about the coronavirus, our country and the world will have already become the property of big pharmaceutical companies. These corporations will be able to discover and do whatever experiments they desire on the human herd. The contact tracing programs and future tracking systems have been planned for this reason, to keep an accurate inventory of who has and who has not been vaccinated. The entire basis of the PSYOP is that people are weak and helpless against an imaginary cold virus. The most dangerous part of any PSYOP is the public's overreaction to the event. The villain in the current story is a paper tiger that only exists through the false reporting of case numbers and media hype. The pharmaceutical industry is planning on vaccinating the world under the guise of giving people artificial herd immunity. It's a dangerous proposition to give the entire world an untested medicine. This is especially true considering the coronavirus, if you believe the fake statistics, only adversely affects about 2% of the entire population. A better and far safer way to accomplish lifelong herd immunity is to plan a large peaceful parade that encompasses every region of our country to promote the importance of real natural herd immunity. I propose a million-person march dedicated to the idea of making America healthy again. The event would be unprecedented and instantly boost human immunity without risking the collateral dangers associated with vaccines. Let's call it Hugs Across America, a celebration of natural and herd immunity. The march is the anti-venom to social distancing and self-quarantine practices. The march is not a protest, but rather a celebratory parade of human beings who are smart enough to know and understand that health can only be lost or gained from within the body, and that introducing toxic poisons into a person can never make an individual healthier than they already are. If you believe that my idea has merit, I will need people to volunteer to help strategize and plan the celebratory parade. Please contact me through the contact portal page under the menu section of the website. I thank you again for listening and hope you remain healthy and safe in the days, months, and years to come.